England's racial and religious hatred bill goes down in defeat. Response to Christian radio nearly triples in tsunami area. And Christian schools in Hispaniola broach reconciliation. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping today's news, the British House of Commons voted against the proposed racial and religious hatred bill and adopted the House of Lords amendment. The proposed legislation could have outlawed all criticism of religious beliefs in the United Kingdom. But Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says what this means for Christians.
They're going to be able to continue to preach the exclusive claims of Christ. They're going to be able to discuss and critique other religions. And as I said, organizations like Voice of the Martyrs are going to be able to continue to draw attention to the persecution of Christians by other religious groups like Muslims and Hindus without fear that that reporting is going to be accused of being hatred.
Penner says it was a vote for freedom of speech for people of all religions.
I think this is a significant piece of legislation that I think finds the right balance between absolute freedom of speech and censorship. And all of this was somewhat murky under the original proposed legislation.
Next, recent quakes rumbling the coast of Indonesia raised the specter of tsunami. The area is being rebuilt, although survivors are still dealing emotionally and spiritually with their loss. In North Sumatra, one of the worst-hit tsunami areas, Back to the Bible launched a new radio station. The message of hope they're broadcasting is resonating with listeners, many of whom write, asking difficult questions. Response has nearly tripled since November. Keep the staff in prayer as they minister. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian Resources International is remembering the tragic death of one of their workers a year ago. Jason Eldridge died in a car accident in January last year while he was transporting books to CRI's headquarters in Michigan. CRI's Fred Palmerton says while they miss him,
we're excited to continue Jason's ministry, and we want to complete his last load. And we want to do that by providing the funds for transportation. We need good, reliable transportation for transporting books.
They'll need an estimated $25,000 to meet that need. Palmerton says it's about resourcing believers overseas.
If we had reliable transportation at our disposal, we could generate a great deal of inventory where we could collect more and more material and get them back to our facility on a timely manner. And the need for our used Christian books from this country is great.
Go to our website to help. Elsewhere, poverty strangles Haiti, while an economic boom favors the Dominican Republic. That adds up to violence and tension between the two peoples. Worldwide Christian School Steve Goering was in the Dominican Republic for a conference on reconciliation. While there, an incident broke out in a nearby sugarcane village, resulting in the loss of 31 homes.
The schools in the Dominican Republic have been about reconciliation for years. The schools were being used for meeting places for these families that no longer had homes. They were meeting with some pastors and individuals that were trying to bring aid to them to try and restore their great loss.
Goering says ministry action comes when
the teachers are going to have to sit with the students and work through this process, the fear, the guilt, the anger involved. And it is a real opportunity for the gospel of Christ to shine through as they deal with the forgiveness as well.
And Kids Games hosts many sporting events that involve local churches and community to reach out to children. In Bulgaria, churches will be leading the games, encouraging unreached kids to participate. The Book of Hope will be participating in bi-monthly camps in conjunction with Kids Games and Scripture Union. That campaign launches in a little over a month. The hope in 2006 and 2007 is that the Book of Hope can be distributed at many of the Kids Games events. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.